Webley and Lamar booming, Doc hammered the machine with mini balls and bullets from his twin 44 hand cannons. Then, past the flaming droid, the other elevators opened and two more of the things strode out. Any view of the other companions blocked by the flames and furniture, the machines turned their lasers on JB and Crispy. The plexiglass wall became spotted with brown patches from the hits, and soon they couldn't see what was happening on the other side. But as Ryan sent out another spray, the reinforcement droid swiveled about and marched over the burning wreckage of their fallen brother, lasers stabbing through the swirling smoke.
Bastard Button summoned the sec droids.
There has to be another way out.
Christy sent a burst from the M16 into the ceiling, blowing away the tiles to expose a sheet of pre-stressed concrete. The alcove was as solid as a bunker.
Got an idea.
Jimmy grabbed hold of the desk. He flipped over the massive piece of furniture, and it crashed to the carpet, throwing business cards, phone, and computer helter-skelter, but also exposing a column of bundled wires extending from inside a hollow leg and going into the floor.
Ha!
Quickly, the armorer slashed the wires and scraped the ends clean to start twisting all the bare copper together. A minute passed in tense silence while he worked feverishly, the soundless battle in the hallway only visible as flashes of light in the dense smoke and fumes. A bright spark snapped as JB twisted in the last wire, and a large section of the alcove wall behind them broke apart to expose a shiny steel door. The wheel lock turned by itself, and with a hiss of hydraulics, the armored portal swung aside to reveal another room deeper in the office building. Without pause, Christy charged through the doorway, desperately trying to find another way to reach her friends. Stainless steel walls and floor announced the next room as a surgical laboratory of some kind, the ceiling a complex array of pipes, cables, and wiring. A glowing panel of white plastic illuminated several X-ray negatives clipped to the frame, showing the details of human anatomy. Several locked cabinets stood alongside a line of operating tables, a curved bank of comp controls facing the tables from the far end of the lab. Spotting a second door, Christy headed that way, but slowed for a tick as she realized the X-ray negatives were of pregnant women, their fetuses resembling tiny brains equipped with ropey tentacles. The woman barely had time to react to the sights when flashing lights danced across the control boards. Suddenly, her M16 M203 was seized by a mechanical arm from the ceiling.
What?
A robotic claw yanked the weapon away with enough force to break fingers if she hadn't released the rapid fire.
Warning. Security breach level 1. Weapons in the surgery. Repeat. Weapons in the surgery. Automatic recovery of test subjects in progress.
Oh, shit.
Instantly, the ceiling became alive with mechanical arms, a rain of rust heralding the limbs as they extended for the startled woman. Standing in the open doorway, JB randomly sprayed the entire ceiling with his Uzi, the 9mm rounds ricocheting off the servo motors and guide rails to rain down onto the operating table and the control consoles. Burning sparks flew everywhere, the overhead lights flickered, and the robotic arms began to wildly thrash about, smashing open the cabinet and spilling out scalpels, forceps, and other healing instruments indistinguishable from primitive implements of torture.
Jesus Christ!
Drawing her SNW-38 revolver, Christy fought a rush of panic as she dodged an arm tipped with rapidly spinning blades. With cold precision, a robotic limb clamped around her upper arm and lifted the woman off the floor.
Ah!
At point-blank range, Christy fired her 38 into the assembly of gears. To no effect.
Shit!
The pre-dark surgical droid was made of the finest alloys, much tougher than the soft lead slugs. The limb began rolling along the ceiling, and Christy wildly fought to break free. With her feet off the ground, she couldn't even summon her special strength because she would still be helpless in the computerized machine's iron grip.
Patient reacquired. Prepare bed shifts.
At the end of the line, an operating table's curved restraints snapped open, and water began trickling along the blood trough to flush away the excess flesh. The lab was going to harvest her.
No!
Now, icy panic hit the woman. She fired the last two rounds trying to dismantle the table. The slugs zinged off the bare steel, leaving gray streaks from the lead, but nothing more. Frantically shooting his way across the lab, JB tried to reach the redhead, but the gyrating arms made that impossible. A clamp lurched for his throat. He ducked, the pincers crushing his fedora instead.
Bastard machines!
Subject 2 is male. No ID. Terminate at once.
That's not good.
Trying to reload the Uzi, the armorer was forced to dive for cover under an operating table as metal rods tipped with spinning drills and spinning bone saws thrust from converging directions. His disappearance seemed to confuse the equipment for a moment. Slapping a fresh clip into the Uzi, JB then swung around the M4000 and blasted the ceiling with steel flechettes. Hydraulic fluid began spurting from a cut hose somewhere, and two of the arms dropped to the floor. Charging through the gap in the rods and snaking cables, the man reached the control console and emptied the scattergun into the keyboard and dials. Half the board went dark, but the ceiling-mounted machinery still continued to function.
Dark night! The bastards have reserve capacitors?
Those would weaken and fail eventually, but not soon enough. Christy was already suspended over the operating table, kicking and jerking to avoid the clamps. Putting another long burst into the active section of the control board, the man reached inside and began pulling out handfuls of wiring. But a reflection in a dark monitor made him drop low as a metal claw slammed into the console exactly where he'd just been. JB felt the passage of the metal through his hair, and staying on the floor, he began firing his Uzi at anything coming his way.
Let's dance, motherfuckers!
Grabbing an animated cable trying to encircle her waist, Christy hauled herself higher into the ceiling and managed to rest an arm on the guide rails. This eased the pain of the tugging clamp attached to her other arm and gave her enough time to fumble in her pocket for a grin. JB was far enough away to make the explosive charge safe to use. Unfortunately, a telescoping rod slammed into her hand and the grin fell to the floor, rolling out of sight beneath the tables.
God damn it!
Christy desperately pulled out her knife and rammed the blade deep into the spinning gears of the clamp holding her. Instantaneously, the robotic limbs stopped moving, the resulting jerk throwing her free. Christy landed sprawling between two steel tables and dove for cover beneath another table closer to the open doorway. As fingering ceramic rods and ferrule cables quested for her location, the woman pulled out a fistful of rounds, dropping most of them as she quickly reloaded the revolver.
Come on, come on, come on!
Her dropped grin was nowhere in sight, so she darted from table to table, firing at anything that moved. She had to reach JB. Covering each other's backs, they could make a stand and shoot their way out of there. Fighting alone, each of them stood little chance of survival. Something moved on her right, and Christy stopped herself from firing at JB at the very last second.
You just don't know how lucky you are.
Oh, I've got a clue. Let's go.
JB shoved the loaded shotgun at her, and in unison they blasted the hellish nest of flexing machinery non-stop. Something exploded outside the lab. The cables suddenly slowed their relentless attack.
Fuck it!
Seizing the moment, JB slapped the damaged claymore on the console and stabbed in a timing pencil where the timer used to be. As he reached to snap off the pencil, all the robot arms festooning the ceiling reached for the couple, slapping aside weapons and pinning them helpless. Barely able to breathe in the crushing iron bonds, JB and Christy struggled madly, but were still dragged toward the waiting tables.
This sucks!
Unauthorized personnel secured. Commence primary procedure.
What?
Numerous rapid fires suddenly peppered the ceiling with hot lead. Then Ryan appeared to hose the control board with chem flames, filling the air with the reek of condensed fuel and propane. As the liquid fire seeped into the controls, sparks flew from the switches and dials, monitors shattered, and the claymore detonated. The directed explosion blew a tremendous hole in the console, and the rest of the board went dark. Abruptly slowing their motions, the rods and cables soon ceased to move, the serrated edge of the rusty saw indenting the shirt over Christie's taut stomach. Rushing to her, Ryan grabbed the machine limb in his fist and ripped it from the ceiling, then cast away the filthy surgical tool.
You okay?
Just bruised.
Pieces of wiring and IC chips were scattered everywhere, hydraulic fluid dripping from above to form red puddles on the steel floor, then trickle into drains.
That explosion was you folks trying to get in.
Blew a hole in the floor above, but getting to the next level took longer than expected.
More droids?
Not anymore, dear fellow. We came, we saw, we conquered.
Thank you, Julius Caesar.
Here's your M16, Christy. But I don't think it's going to work anymore. That barrel's pinched shut.
So I see.
The redhead removed the half-spent clip from the rapid fire before laying the weapon aside. The M203 was still intact,